over there. Wait a minute. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
to another episode of Soul Town. Last week we spoke to Mr. Newman, Larry Newman, whose TV show comes on Comcast every Sunday night at 12 o'clock. And he had a good show. He had some good information for us about what he's doing. And next week we are planning on having another local celebrity on that's involved in some of the things that are going on around the city. And we look forward to talking to some of the people that are involved in trying to keep the music going and keep everything working. Okay, here goes Shirley Brown with Need a Bridge to Stand In, with a first a little ending and rendition of Used to Be Your House. Miss Shirley Brown. And like you say, that was a blast from the past there with Shirley Brown, boyfriend, hit the charge with a bullet and billboard and across the country. And it was a great song. So we want to highlight Memphis music on a continuous basis. Even the music of yesterday, the sound is still great and the talent is still here. So what we need to be about is cutting some more hit records in Memphis, and we definitely want to do that. And artists like Shirley Brown, Jay Blackfoot, Randy Brown, Rufus Thomas, Carla Thomas, Otis Redding, names that were living in infamy, because they are definitely the foundation of soul and soul town records, soul town music. And the talent that is still available has to be cultivated, has to be put into a proper context in order to market it to the public. And that is something that has to be done as soon as possible, because there is a lot of talent just going to waste because there's no cultivation process at all as far as Soulville is concerned, Soul Town. The talent is here. It's being developed on a consistent basis, and it's here. It's live, and it just needs to be put into the market. It's sold, and that's what we're going to try to do. Put it in the market and sell it. And hopefully some of my old friends that are in the music business and have been in the music business for years will come to the forefront and at least express their opinion about what needs to be done. Everybody's trying to fake it out like it is being done, and the opportunity that was available when the private sector was willing to invest is no longer available at this point, but it definitely is not too late. Here's a hit from the past off of the City Slick album. Mr. Jay Blackfoot, and he's been living in the city a little too long, I believe.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
School of hard knocks. He talks away.
Condolences out to the families of John Fry at Arden Recording Studios and family of Scott Hampton, who was also at Arden Studios with John Fry, and they've been working together for a long time. But John Fry is a stalwart or whatever in music in Memphis. He's been involved in it for years. Arden Recording Studios came to prominence even back during the Stax era. There were quite a few of the songs that were cut later on Staple Singers and other artists were cut at Arden Recording Studios. And they were able to get the business from Stax. And the equipment that they had at Arden was up to date and had all the bells and whistles and everything. So John Fry made sure that on a consistent basis, as he stayed at business, he was always improving the studio as far as doing some kind of renovation to it and keeping everything up to check, and all of the new recording equipment that came into being, he always wanted to make sure he had the latest and highest technology. And that was Arden. That was John Fry. And he's going to be sorely missed here in Soulville and Soul Town. And we just want to keep the prayers going up for him and his family. And also Scott, you know, we did quite a few sessions with Scott and working with William Brown and a lot of the other guys there. And we just hope that the families are comforted and everything is good. But Arden is still one of the great studios of this whole area of the country. And I don't know how true the legend is, that how the story is, that Arden Production was initially started by John Pry and Fred Smith of FedEx fame. But I know that it has been around for a while, and from back in the, you know, I would say the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, they've been active. And John has been the president of NARIS, and he's just, like I say, he's been in Memphis music for a long time. He's worked with some of the top entertainers in the world that definitely want to come to Arden and record. I know we cut Taxi and Stood on the Sidewalk and Cried. All of our songs were pretty much recorded at Arden Studios. And we redid the Stax publishing catalog at Arden Studios after A&M had decided they wanted to redo everything as far as update the music in the East Memphis music catalog, and we were able to do that and at Arden, and they had a what they call a blanket booking, which was the studio was available as long as one of the rooms were available. I mean, we could go in and record. And it was three studios, A, B, and C, and all of them had good sound. So it was like whichever one is available. Like if the Bar K's in one, we would be in the other one. If ZZ Top was in one, you know, I mean, it was like a lot of things happening at that time. And these are some of the players that were involved in at the studio there. But we were definitely recording Jay Blackfoot and Shirley Brown and Randy Brown, and we, you know, just doing quite a bit of recording there. And John Fry was always there, you know, and ready to work out some kind of deal, you know, arrangement to get things taken care of. And I was always elected to be the one to deal with him and work out the arrangements and get everything done. And we were able to get it done. We got the albums cut. We, you know, everything was done. And William Brown and Robert Jackson, Creeper, these three guys right here were the three engineers that really played an important role in most of the R&B music and that was coming out of Arden, and all the soul music. They were the ones doing it, and they all had been around forever. I mean, William Brown's, who started his music career with the Mad Lads as a vocalist, and also started his engineering career at Stax, and worked on some of the greatest hits ever out of Stax. And you had had Creeper, who most notably did the engineering, the majority of the engineering on Shaft. And important project Stax. And also, you know, you had Robert Jackson, who TD, you know, Track Dog, you know, he was the man. He would work those tracks, man. He get all the noise out of them and everything, and you just had a clean track all the way through. So Robert Jackson and William Brown and Creeper, they were the ones, you know. And John Fry always ready to work, you know, and Scott was always the one that was up on all the latest technology as far as the new digital equipment that was coming in, and he would always work with the engineers on making sure that everything was done correctly. because it was a big check. It was a big changeover from analog to digital, and that was a situation where some engineers decided to learn it. It was all, you had to pretty much go to a class at school and learn. And some of the older engineers just didn't want to deal with that, but some of the other ones did, and that information is vital because it's a constantly changing situation with the, once everything got digitized and no more analog tape machines and none of that. It's just multi-track tapes and things like that, and you know, it wasn't necessary anymore because technology had risen to a point of where things could be done just by pushing a button on a computer and working with a mouse. And so this was part of the end of era situation that occurred during that period of time, because the era before then, it was all analog, it was all manual, you had to do taping, you had to do everything like that. But now, after that, it was just straight go into the computer, do what you got to do, and you're ready. You know, I mean, you can be done. One person can do it. And so that was some of the things that John Fry had he administrated over this situation. He said, okay, we're going to move to this new era. We're going to go into digital everything. So that changed the era, changed the whole thing around. And, you know, but that was the new wave. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to listen to Little Shirley Brown now. And she is, this was cut in Arden Recording Studios. Matter of fact, we did our first press release and party, release party at Arden in room C, which is the biggest room. You know, we had champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and wine, and you come in and listen to the music, listen to the album. And we had all of the music insiders, the disc jockeys and program directors and people in the trade magazine were there to see what the hit was going to be. And we came out with Shirley Brown, Lead a Bridge of Standing, song that was initially written for Aretha. And now this first song is coming on. You're going to hear it just the end of it. It was a hit, also a Billboard charter. Used to be your house. Now it's another man's home. It's going to be just a little end of rendition of it. Then we're going to go straight into Lead a Bridge of Standing. All right, Miss Shirley Brown, Lead a Bridge of Standing, and definitely want to do that. Okay, here we go.
as we go on our separate ways, we'll take along pieces of yesterday.
Christmas is coming up in a few days. So we hope everybody is happy and ready to celebrate Christmas, because it's definitely up on us now. So we haven't got any choice but to celebrate it and try not to eat too much. But we're playing a lot of Shirley today, but we want to hear Boyfriend one more time, because she had some kind of mess going on with him, and we're still trying to figure it out.
Talking my ear, it always seems to ease my mind.
see those ugly things he said keeps pounding in my head. Boy, you're the only peace I find. Cause I've been on the phone calling all night long. Thank goodness that you called. I'm here climbing the wall. Boy, I'm free. I'm so glad that you're a friend of mine. Well, boy, I'm free. You're the best friend any girl could find. I'm not out here flirting. I'm just a woman hurting, trying to hold my sanity. I'm in a situation. You always find the patience to give me back my dignity. What I need tonight, someone to hold me tight, and you're the perfect man for me. You're always understanding, you never get demanding. You've got everything I need. This house is like a hell. I feel like I'm in jail. I'm tired of being abused. I just wanna be with you, boyfriend.
Today again, and remind everyone that they can find it at Amazon.com. It's An Excursion in Soul, by Reginald Jenkins. And I wrote the book about the time that I was in the music industry for a long time. I wrote it about a period of time that I was young, just getting started, and trying to see what was the best way to go in the music business, and the music business was changing at that time. It was making a major change from R&B to R&B hip hop, but rap was beginning to dominate the airways on a consistent basis. And we cut a rap song on the album we did, you know, because we knew what time it was the beginning of hip hop. And some great artists came out of that era, you know. I mean, some great artists still coming out of the hip hop era. You know, starting with Tupac and Biggie and all these guys. And going back to guys like Grandmaster Flash and the Fat Boys and Dougie Fresh and Africa Bamboo or whatever his name was. I mean, you know, you just, Curtis Blow, you can just go on forever. You know, these guys, man, came out of the woodwork. Run DMC with Russell Summers' brother Run leading the way. But they had some hit records, and this was during this period, you know, same period we were still coming with the R&B and trying to make it happen. And that's, the book is talking about all of that. It looks at it on basis and had the economic situation that was going on and the social and political whole nine yards as far as what was actually going on and what the atmosphere was and what music was evolving into at that point. And you have to look at it to closely analyze it and understand exactly what actually happened. And some of these things were actually just happening at that time. And so when we came out with the City Slickers album, there was not a lot of things going on in Soulville at that point. In fact, the R&B industry was in the process of closing the doors to R&B and really just bringing the hip-hop era in, which was mainly, at that time, it still is, mainly rap. And that was the big change. But the genre was in the process of evolving, and we tried to evolve with it, but we decided to come with a single on J Blackfoot Taxi and see what happens, you know, and it hit, and here it is, J Blackfoot Taxi, looking for a cab.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait a minute. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, that's it. Take me to the other side of life. Just as fast as you can. Before my lady put me down, please won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. All I'm thinking of, taxi. I've got some passionate feeling. Yes, I have now. Taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart. Don't mean to do it now.
your meat and honey, and get your eggs and honey. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her with a pet in the mouth. Doesn't matter, I've got to sell. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Amazon.com or Kindle, and Taxi will be featured in there on a prominent basis because it was definitely the hit of the year. And we want everybody to check it out. Order the record because it was a time and a place that, as they would say, we're living infamy. The music that was cut during that era, we won't forget, you know what I mean? We can't forget the Michael Jacksons and the Manhattans and the James Browns and the Marvin Gayes and Stevie Wonders and Peter Franklin and Isaac Hayes and Al Green, Barcaze, and just to name a few. You know what I mean? We could go on and on and on. It was just, it was a heck of an era. You know what I mean? It was a great era. And I don't even think it's even been looked at that close, you know, because it was such a great era. I mean, everything was there. I mean, they had the OJs, the, you know, Temptations, Mad Lads, the Miracles, the Whispers, the Spinners, the Drifters, the Platters, and man, you could go on forever. It was an era of music. Some of the greatest music, Jimi Hendrix, all these people. I mean, some of the greatest music that you would ever want to even think about hearing in that era. And Diana Ross and the Supremes. You know, I mean, just Mars and the Vandellas, Carla Thomas, Emotions. You just, they just keep naming, you know, we just keep naming forever. But those were some of the greatest acts of all times. And we want to salute them and keep them going, man. The music is so great. So good. And we're going to let you hear the intro to Jay Blackfoot album one more time, Way of the City.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Town, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll be seeing you on next Saturday with a whole new show and a whole new way. But we want to make sure that everybody is having a Merry Christmas, and as in always, we wish you love, peace, and soul from the Soul Town Archives. Okay, now if you need anything, call in and let us know what's going on, because we're looking for your call. And that number is 9. Okay, that number is 8389142. It's 347-838-9142. Give us a call and let us know. All right. So.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, that's it. Take me to the other side of time. Just as fast as you can. Before my lady put me down, please won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her. I don't wanna lose her. The call town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. Like a